Street Auto, Econ Electric, Inc., and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. WIRI is pleased to bring coverage of the home games of River Kings hockey again this season. Listen on 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app. Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI.
Loves hearing that, I'll tell you that. So, anyways, tonight we got a good one for this afternoon. Excuse me, we got a good one for you. As the Rapids looking to get the sweep over the Havoc after last night earning a 3-0 victory. Excuse me, this 3-0 victory came in order. Scoreless first period, second period in about a minute span. Rapids got two goals. Felix Allstrand, he got an unassisted power play goal at 4:31, and then followed up at 5:12. When Lucas Whitehead heel at the lamp with an assist to Riley Wilcox and Jake Bryslin. That score held until late in the third period when Owen Atkins netted an empty netter goal brought on by Bryslin assist so that Rapids was able to salt away the victory. On the night, Deacon Shaw here in the shutout for Wisconsin Rapids as he made 20 stops on 20 shots he faced as his counterpart Dominic Height. He made 53 saves in the game. Now tonight, number 33 is starting, Roy Moen. He is starting for Hudson. As I write that down, and we will see what else Hudson can bring as they want to try to earn the split and try to kind of climb out of the cellar of the standings, because out of nine teams, they're sitting in eighth, but Rapids, now they're sitting at six, so they've got a little bit of work they want to do in getting a win tonight. That'll take 4 points on the weekend, and that will move them right up the standings. As the lights turn down and the intro music continues, Wisconsin Rapids, they will be led in goal tonight by Guillaume Turcotte, as that will be the keeper for Wisconsin Rapids as they try to earn, hopefully, another shutout, but at the bare minimum, another victory over these Hudson Havoc, as the Wisconsin Rapids Youth Mites, they come out on the ice to lead the team on as the ice dries out, hardens up, and we will get the team intros going underway. Again, want to give a big thanks to everybody listening tonight or today, whether it's on Wisconsin Rapids Media, community media, that is, with 105.5 WIRI FM. Big shout out to Seth back at the studio. And, of course, everybody watching on Flow Hockey. We really appreciate you listening this afternoon, and hopefully we can bring you another great hockey game at a bare minimum, but partial because we are the home crowd, another Wisconsin Rapids victory. So with that, last night's attendance was 472 individuals, and it's not too far away from that today as people are foregoing deciding to watch the Packers on TV and going along with watching some hockey. So, hey, even if you want to watch the Packers, you can listen to us on the radio, and play-by-play won't match up, but you got two birds, one stone, right? So we can't beat that at all. So we're going to have some fun with that as the lineups are just rounding out. Turcotte in goal, Raffert, and then Chevier Alexander. Then Tudich coming onto the ice for Wisconsin Rapids. Then Noah Diamond, big number 17, comes out. And Bryce Cooper rounds out these starters for the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. So as Coach Paul Peckman, he's being announced as the ringleader to this great group of guys. We are just about to step out for the national anthem as they finalize the officiating introductions. So with that, we're going to take a step out for the national anthem performed by the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings Pep Band under the direction of Mr. Jordan Held.
We'll be right back.
A beautiful rendition of the national anthem by the River Kings Pep Band, again under the direction of Mr. Jordan Held. So with that, teams are getting ready to for the opening faceoff of this game this afternoon. Again, Rapids trying to get the two-game sweep over their arch rivals from Hudson. I know it's been a very heated rivalry the last few years, and every year and every team's different, but sometimes rivalries never die, and this is one of them as well. As Hudson, they are the visiting team. They are wearing their white tops with black and red trim and lines. Big logo of the Havoc right on the belly and the chest. Black numbers. The Breezers are black as well. And the Sox, they are white with red and black lines on them. Stripes, I should say. Wisconsin Rapids, they are wearing their blue tops with white and green stripes, white numbers, the Blue Breezers with some blue and green and white accents, and of course the Sox, they are blue with the green and white stripes. Wisconsin Rapids is going from left to right in this first period, and Hudson conversely going left from the right. So with that, we're just about ready to get underway for the good old hockey game. As the puck is dropped and we are underway, Hudson controls it as they kick it right back down to their end. Rapids giving chase. Tudich, he's in that mix. Pass up ahead to Diamond at the circle. He can't quite field it. And out goes Hudson's quick stop. Diamond comes up with it mid-ice. Sends it back down. Tudich giving chase. Tudich behind the goal. Sends out front to Cooper. And he can't quite come up with it. And he goes behind the cage. Sends centering pass out to the slot. Turned away. Hudson back on the move. Hudson dumps it down into the zone, getting right behind the cage, and Rapids comes up with a Cooper with it, passing it up ahead, gets out of the zone, neutral ice we are at. Diamond with it, he takes it in the zone. He's behind the defense, a shot, and it's a big save. Puck comes loose. Net is off the line, so we're going to have to wait and see if the officiating crew stops it. They do not, and the ice is slanted back in the Rapids' end as Rapids still recovers the puck. Big lob pass up to Almstrand, as Rapids still battling for it, trying to keep it in the zone, and they do. Almstrand, he has it, centering pass up there, trying to stuff it home. The stuff attempt, that was in very close opportunity there by Caden Schweitzer. But either way, that goalie for Hudson, as I said, Roy Moen, he comes up big. It makes a stop, and we got a stoppage of play.
Yeah, really strong start from Moen. I really like those first two saves.
Yeah, you did a great job on those. You got to give credit where credit's due. And there is a face-off to the glove side of Moen, and Moen's kind of got an interesting look to him. He's got all white pads except for his glove, which is bright yellow. As there's a shot in from the point, and it stopped there after a little bit of congestion right at the top of the crease. Rapids still in possession. Schweitzer has it. He drops it down to Bulduk. Bulduk says he sends it online right through a screen and right into the belly of Moen. And he stands there and says, hey, I got another one, boys.
Yeah, I feel like both teams really want to win this one. Hudson obviously don't want to get swept in this series, but also River Kings, they want to build some position, build some momentum in this league, and they really want one here.
Yeah, there's plenty of games to be played as Rapids wins a faceoff to the glove side of Moen. Obstafelder, he goes and takes a shot, goes wide. Hudson clears the zone, comes in on goal. Turcotte, he turns it away, kind of whiffs on his pass, but there's opportunity there. Hudson does come away with it, and Rapids on the go. Hall has it, passed up. It gets into the zone. Obstafelder, as there is a offside, there's a potential offsides, and it is whistled by one of the linesmen, Burns, and we will be coming back out for a faceoff at neutral ice. 18:07 left to go in this first period. No score. But a trend that happened last night there, Rory, 4-0 shot advantage for Wisconsin Rapids.
Yeah. The goalies for Havoc have been playing well, and Moen obviously will need to play well to keep Havoc in this one.
Absolutely, as they decide, hey, we don't want to drop the puck here. We're going to drop it somewhere else. So they take it all the way back into the Rapids zone, and we will have a face-off to the glove side. That would be the left side of Turcotte. Rapids wins the faceoff. They send it up into neutral ice, and it's skittering on down. And I think there was not going to be an icing call. Rapids gets to it. Denti has it, as there's a big scrum in that corner. 26 is in there. That's Owen Atkins. Puck squirts loose. Fighting over it still. Fighting over it there. That's Chevier Alexander. As Hudson, they do come away with that puck. Gets loose. They get out to center ice as they're trying to break something out here. Three River Kings all around them. Push him off the puck. Gets back down into that left side corner to Turdock. And the big collision there right inside the blue line. And Rapids is back on the move. They have the puck behind the cage of Turcotte. Passed up ahead. Denty right underneath of us going quickly to the other side. McNeish has a centering opportunity. McNeish is not there. Sends it back around the boards. Denty, he comes back up, sends it back down. McNeish in there. He gets whipped past him. And that was Owen Atkins in on the opportunity. Bouncing puck. Rapids comes away with it. Turned away. Another great save opportunity there by Roy Moen. He's really making the most of his chances. And he's going to have to because the way that Rapids is really crashing in on the goal. Hard check by McNeish on that far corner. Rapids, they're fighting for it. As Hudson, they are able to get it out of the zone. They send it deep. No icing on that line change for Hudson. Rapids, they're looking to stay the course so far. No line change for them. They got to get back down to the opposite end for an opportunity with that. As they have an opportunity to get some changes, Atkins dumps it down deep, chips it in on goal. Stopped by Moen, and he sends it wide. Hudson regroups. They're behind the net. They come back out forward. A little bit of pressure by Williams as the puck gets tipped out into the Hudson bench. We got a stoppage of play. 16:21 to go in this first period. 5-0 shot advantage for Rapids, but again, no score.
Yeah, I think it's been a good start for Rapids. Like that the shift they just had, they were deep. They were moving the puck, getting some great pressure. It's just Moen's been good so far.
Well, that's been the key for last night and today so far, is that goaltending play by Hudson as they come after it again. Puck dropped to the glove side of Moen. And Hudson comes away with it. That was another thing they struggled with at times, was winning the faceoffs, and they did on that one after coming up dry so far to this game. Rapids does, however, gather the puck just inside their own blue line, and they try to pass it up. Hudson comes away with it. Rapids, they bump them all off the puck. Hastoy's in on there, taking up across the line. That would be Lucas Whitehead. Centering pass. Oh, stick got in there, turned it away from Rapids. Golden opportunity again, and the Hudson defense is playing strong. On the other side, Hudson kind of tying it up in the corner. That's Jake Breisland in there for Rapids. He kind of gathers the puck that gets bumped back into the corner. Hastaway had it. Pass it up to Williams. Just a little chip pass. In comes Breisland. He's behind the defense. 1-0. Shot, and it's a
good
block.
Save.
Big block there by Moen. Outstanding job for the young keeper from Hudson. And Hudson sends a puck back deep. Great job in vision getting behind the defense, but outstanding save there by the Hudson goalie, and we're still scoreless. 15-15 left to go in this first period. Rapids, they are on the move again as Tudich bumps it down to Beauchamp. Beauchamp, he has the puck bumped off. Tudich is still fighting in there. Puck is still neutral ice. Sends it up ahead. Chips ahead. Hudson into the Rapids zone behind the goal. Beauchamp, he has the ball. Or he has the puck, not the ball. Getting out of football mode as Rapids is behind the defense again. A shot right off the mask. It looked like a Moen, but they still have the puck. Diamond, he comes from the far corner, turns around, drop pass. Bits pick the pocket of Bryce Cooper.
Break.
And now there's a breakout opportunity for Hudson. It gets steered away by Turcotte. And Rapids still gathering that puck. Very minimal opportunities presented by Hudson so far for the first 5 minutes of this first period. Big collision right in front of the Rapids bench. Hudson comes away with it, taken into the zone. Being pushed to the far side by Garcia. And Rapids regathers the puck. Hudson is getting the puck into the Rapids zone, but they are not able to generate any shot opportunities as Cooper passing center and bouncing puck through the crease. And Rapids recovers it. Back behind the cage, a little bit of a fight for it right now by Kirkveld and Cooper, it looked like, as Whitehead with it, passed back down to Cooper. Puck behind the goal, fighting over it. No opportunities yet for either team, especially Rapids, with them being on the offensive side of things. Drop pass back there. That's Tudich. Sent up ahead, and a shot taken from the point, but screened out. That was Chevier Alexander, as Hudson, they're really playing back on their heels right now as Rapids is controlling the scoring opportunities, but a lot of those pucks are not getting in to Moen because the defense is playing so strong. Hudson, take a shot, wide shot, way wide. Puck popped up in the air, knocked down by Rapids as Hudson's trying to get involved in there and try to get some possession of it. Rapids, they do kick it out of the zone. Cooper with it as he's being harassed right along the near side boards, looking straight down right on top of him. Raffert's in there, knocked it down into the zone for a line change for Rapids. Hudson trying to recover on this. Rapids still chasing a loose puck, keeping it in the zone, and he swat it right back down. That was Schweitzer. Schweitzer swiped it right back down the ice. Bulduk, he's in there, and he's trying to get that puck, keep it down in the scoring opportunity. He's fighting for it. He wins it. Death circles, chips it down deep behind the goal. Back there, that would be number 12. That's Caden Schweitzer. Schweitzer, he's looking for a centering pass. He can't quite get there as the defense closed in on him. 12:30 left to go in this first period. Centering pass attempt. That's turned away. It's another centering pass over to Whitehead. Whitehead can't come up with it. Allstrand, he comes up with it as he's being harassed and hit right up against the boards as right after he got rid of the pass. Bulduk, he's waiting at the point. Opsterfelder shot to goal! Opsterfelder, centering pass, and it's knocked in, and there's a hole in your goalie, Deer Hudson. A hole in your goalie as Rapids gets on the board first.
Allstrand's nine. That's second of the right. Weekend.
That's an outstanding save. It was a beautiful centering attempt, and then that just redirect right into the back of the net, and we are 1-0 Wisconsin Rapids.
Yeah, great seeing I pass by Obstafelder there, finding his Norwegian country mate at the back door, and he's not going to miss him there.
And we have the puck drop. We're just going to wait on any assists there and make sure all those numbers are finalized. As Rapids, they control. They're on the charge yet again. Centering pass. Shot to goal! Another hole in your goalie, Deer Hudson! And Rapids, quickly, they're about 15 seconds apart. Rapids is up 2-0 over the Hudson Havoc.
Allstrand returns the favor. It was Obstafelder to Allstrand, and now it's Allstrand to Obstafelder. Two really quick goals, and it's down to Havoc to see how they react now.
Yeah, I mean, that two-goal lead's the worst one to have, but that's in about 15-second span. That's a lot to come over from as we are sitting 12:03 left in this first period. Rapids up 2-0. Just going to get these numbers here to make sure I have them right to bring you the correct stat totals as face-off. Rapids back on the attack as it's coming fast and furious from the boys in blue. And those big muskies in that river, they can smell that. They're big predators. They know what to do. So McNeish has it, sends it back down, back behind the cage. Denty, far side, tries center it back. Hudson gets there first. Hudson trying to chip it up, just trying to get something going offensively for Hudson. As a puck sent back out to neutral ice. Atkins sends it back down deep as they take charge yet again, preventing a Hudson line change. 11:25 left to go in this first period, and there's a big
smart
pass
chip
sent there. Nice pass for Johnson. Johnson takes shot off the shoulder.
Good
of
save.
Turcotte. Big save there. That's their second shot of the game as we get the first goal. 7:46 of the first period. Number Felix Allstrand. Obstfelder, he comes in with the assist to the first one. And 7:57 as Hudson, they're turning the puck away. And that's Obstfelder with an
He's
assist.
Really struggling to break it out, Hudson, right now.
From Allstrand. So Rapids gets a turnabout, whereas Allstrand, he gets it from Obstfelder, and then Obstfelder gets it from Allstrand.
Yep.
As you called it, you know the numbers better than I do at this point. And Rapids is really into it now as they keep peppering that goal. Nothing yet, but the more you shoot, the more opportunities you're going to have.
Yep.
10:16 left to go in this first period as there's an opportunity for Hudson and loses an edge. Down they go, and that takes out the goal. We are going to take a little pause in the action here to make sure that this Hudson player is okay. He's laying on his back as he's a little bit of movement.
So it's tough to see them to collide to the post like
that. That's hard. Yeah. That is so hard. And we got the medic coming out to take a look and make sure he's okay. He's moving his legs, just probably taking a moment there and making sure everything worked.
Good to see he's okay.
Oh, absolutely. You don't want to it's an opposing team. You don't care. You don't want to see anybody get hurt. And the young man, he is up. That young man is Duran Wilcox. So glad to see him back up moving around. They're trying to establish whether or not they want to call any penalties on that. I don't think there would be. I think it's all coincidental.
Yeah,
I think
it wasn't anything malicious in that.
Right, it would be one thing if it was a trip or a hook or slash or something on a shot opportunity. So
think it's just a strong defensive play.
Absolutely. As there's a face-off to the glove side of Turcotte, Rapids comes up with it. 10 minutes to go in this first period as Rapids is on the attack once again. Sending up Breisland. He's trying to chip it in deep. Now offsides. He got past that blue line before the puck did. So Bulldog, he regroups. Up on the other side, that would be Whitehead. Whitehead, he chips it back down. Hudson does recover it as there's pressure being applied by Breisland. Centering attempt, Hastoy has it, but he can't quite grab it. And Hudson back on the attack. Well, Hastoy back there as he sends it back down. Missed a pass opportunity to Breisland. Puck down in the far corner. Hudson still on the attack. Hastoy, Bulldog. Centering attempt, Williams. He can't quite get the stick on it. Poke checked away by Hudson. And Hudson sends it back to neutral ice. A nice little hip check there on the far boards as Hudson's trying to take it in the zone. Centering pass is sent to the wing. Turned away by Rapids. Puck is loose. Constantine from Hudson. He's back in that attack. Rapids gets it. Backhands it back into neutral ice. 9:10 left to go in this first period. Rapids up 2-0 over the Havoc.
Yeah, Rapids definitely dictating. Just while the Havoc is just struggling to get it into the zone, build anything.
Well, I think that's Breisland. He comes up with again. He gets behind the defense. He's skating in, goes behind the cage. Tried a centering pass. Not quite a wraparound. Gets turned away by the Hudson defense and back again. Hall has it up to Beauchamp. Beauchamp, he sends it up. Diamond, he tries to skate through defense, get pushed to the perimeter. Williams has it. Drop pass is intercepted by Hudson and back down the ice we go. 8.5 minutes to go in this first period. And there is an offsides call, so we get a stoppage of play. 8:32 left to go in this first period. 2-0 Rapids, holding a 9-1 shot advantage. It's kind of deja vu.
Yeah.
Other than the first period goals for Rapids.
Indeed. Moen, despite Moen's good saves, just two great opportunities that the River Kings were able to convert. I don't think there's really much he could do. Just good well-taken goals by the River Kings there.
Now we got a face-off at neutral ice. Kirkvold up there against Diamond. Rapids comes away with it. Cooper has it, kind of loses in the skates, and now Hudson picks it up. On the attack. Yes, Hudson.
Ooh, ref takes a tumble.
The referees, you always like to see them take a tumble as long as they don't get hurt too, but it's always kind of funny to see them fall.
Yeah, they got caught in the crossfire on that hit.
It happens. They're neutral part of the ice, just like umpires in baseball on the field. As Rapids, they gather that puck. Cooper giving chase. Diamond in the mix as well. And then Tudich on the far side. Hall has it as he chips it up into the offensive zone. Diamond giving chase right behind the goal. Sends it up. Xavier Alexander, he has the puck. He centers it. Tudich there. Drop pass. Cooper intercepted before it got to Cooper. And Hudson back on the attack. Hudson, they are struggling to get their offense flowing. Only one shot in the game so far. And that was more of a kind of a weak dump that just went into the pads of Turcotte, and the puck is sent out of play. We got a stoppage. 7:33 left to go in this first period.
Yeah, just trying to get it off the top of the glass to try to chip it out. Just ends up going over.
We got a face-off, this time to the blocker of Turcotte. Hudson comes up with it. Tried to jam it home down low. Turned away. Hudson, centering pass, shot, turned away by Tudich in the defense, never got to Turcotte as Hudson's back on the attack.
That's completely off.
And the net is totally off. They finally saw that, whistled it, stoppage of play. 7:18 to go, Rapids leading 2-0 over Hudson.
Yeah, I think Turcotte was waiting a little bit, trying to motion to the refs, but the refs weren't, I don't know if they weren't didn't see it or what was happening.
We've seen that a few times today already where the net is off and they don't whistle it right away.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of wondering, is that's going to cost somebody at some point, and somebody's going to be really, really mad, whether it's Rapids or Hudson.
It messes up your angles completely.
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, you would know. I mean, you're the goalie extraordinaire here, given the insight, which we really appreciate. Doing a great job, Rory. As Hudson gets the puck out, neutral ice, Rapids gathers it, chips it up ahead. Just going to skate right to about the blue line. And we are back underway. Hudson trying to establish an offense to this point. They've been playing back on their heels. The ice is it's figuratively slanted in the way of Rapids. That puck's spending a lot of time in the Hudson defensive zone. As Rapids, Raffert, he sends it back deep. He's got some speed on him, and he's darn near the first one back there. Johnson from Hudson, he's got it. He's trying to chip it up ahead. Does not work out so well for him. Wide pass, Xavier Alexander. He's got it. spins around right in front of his own net. Allstrand, he's got it up. Tried to get it deep down to Diamond. Can't come up with it. But there's a break opportunity here for Wisconsin Rapids. That is Allstrand. Drop pass to Bolduc. Bolduc, he got his shot tipped and went to the far corner. Centering pass, Bolduc. He's backhanding. Oh, just tried to get a centering pass right on the doorstep. And that was to Allstrand. Couldn't come up with it. Opportunity there. Centering pass. Again, tic-tac-toe. Not there as Hudson, they put a stick in there and really disrupted the passing scheme.
Hudson really favoring the chip and run right now.
Now they gotta, you know, they're trying to catch Rapids sleeping a little bit with this, kind of like what they did in that third period. But the puck out to center ice is Obstfelder. He's fighting for it in the corner. Oliver Bolduc coming in there as well, standing there watching a little bit. That's Caden Schweitzer's. We got a whistle, and the puck is being sent down into the Hudson defensive zone. 5:39 left to go in this first period. 2-0 lead, Wisconsin Rapids over Hudson.
Yeah, I think just Dubois, maybe you just too caught up in the battle and you didn't hear the ref going for the offside there.
Well, face-off won by Wisconsin Rapids. Obstfelder, he takes a shot way wide of the net. Rapids still holding the zone. Schweitzer, he tries to center it just a little wide. Allstrand, he was intended for the opportunity, but just did not come up to be strong with it. Pass up ahead, attempt by Turcotte, and that kind of got caught up in the skates of Bolduc. Rapids still has it. Whitehead, drop pass to Bolduc. Looking ahead, pass up to the mid-ice line. That was a pass all the way up to Allstrand. Loose puck behind the goal. Rapids back there along with Hudson, fighting over, trying to get position. As Hall has it, jumped his stick, and now he's got to regain it at center ice. He got his pocket pick. Now it's a 2-on-1. Rapids trying to get in there and offer some trouble for him, and shots wide. Good opportunity for Hudson.
Really,
that was one of those sneaky opportunities we've been waiting for him to get. Allstrand, he sends it up to River Kings, Caden Schweitzer. Puck sent back out to neutral ice. Garcia with it now. Denti flanking him. Shot.
Oh,
and a goal
wow.
From the top of the circle. There's a hole in your goalie, dear Hudson. Rapids goes up 3-0 with 4:34 left to go in this first period.
A great shot by the British Columbia native. Great shot. Just really just walks it in, fires it. He's got that time.
That was
just a rocket.
That was a heck of a shot from the top of the circle and hit that far corner. I think they call that the two hole there, and there is no really stopping that opportunity.
It's a great shot.
Speaks
to the speed of the River Kings. They're just having that D-man jump into that play there, carry that puck and just fire it.
That goal will be coming soon as the 15-26. Unassisted, Caden Garcia. He comes away with the goal. 3-0, Wisconsin Rapids. Another opportunity as the puck slides through. It's bouncing loose. Shot to goal! Denti with it this time on a loose puck right at the slot. And there goes Wisconsin Rapids. 4-0 over the Hudson Havoc.
Yeah, Denti, 6 of the season. Smart player. Just finds that loose puck and buries it.
Wow, that's a lot of scoring in a hurry, isn't it? 15-50. So two scores, less than a minute apart.
Yep.
2-2. Boy, where things are getting a little out of control here if you're Hudson.
Yeah, unlike last night when they were able to sort of stem the bleeding and stop the goals flowing in that second, now it's just sort of the floodgates are opening here.
Well, face-off won yet again by Rapids. 4 minutes to go in this first period. Raffert, he's sending it back down deep. Williams on the far side sends it. Tried to send it back behind the goal to no avail. Hudson with it. Tried to hit a home run pass to Johnson, streaking down the near side. Not going to happen as Hunter Raffert was there to stop it. Puck's being fought over on the near side. Coming away with it was Wisconsin Rapids. Jake Breisland, he tries to get out of the zone and does. Puck dropped back down there into the neutral ice. Breisland has it, trying to split defense. Raffert in there. Puck sent back down by Hudson.
I think with the lead now, what the River Kings should be focusing on is watching those home run passes, as you said. Like, that could really turn the tide, I think.
All right, puck chipped in deep. It was heading for the net, so Hudson has to come away with it and keep play going. Rapids Bolduc. He has it back below the goal line. Coming out with it now is Lucas Whitehead. And Rapids out at neutral ice with the puck. So Denti does get that goal. McNish and Atkins get assists. To make sure I get my numbers right, 28 and 26. So that's how that scoring goes. That would be Denti from Atkins and McNish. Rapids up 4-0, 2:30 left to go in this first period. Bryceland with the puck, gets it sent back out neutral ice. Rapids recovers. 25 with it, that's Lucas Whitehead. Whitehead, he sends it back up into the Rapids zone, into the Rapids offensive zone. Hastoy giving chase. Hudson just really trying to keep it out here. They're way back on their heels because they've just got to try to get something going as they have two shots in this period compared to Rapids 11 as a puck just squirts out into neutral ice. So they got to clear the zone or else facing offsides. Hudson, they do clear the zone and they send the puck deep. That gets turned away by Turcotte. Hudson still pressuring. Hudson, they come back, send the puck back past the goal as they try to take a little shot there. Turcotte turns it aside. So that might be your third or fourth shot so far. Fourth shot it is. Rapids on the attack. Diamond on the far side. He comes around the net. Stops, slams on the break, goes back the way he came from. Pins the puck up against the boards with a couple Hudson players mixing it up. Beauchamp, he comes on the right side. He stops. Oh, he wants to drop pass, and he does not. He keeps hold of it. Sends out Trudich on the point. Shot wide of the mark. Up against the glass. Cooper with it. He decides to send it back out to Beauchamp. Beauchamp fighting with it. Sends back out down the ice. No icing call as that was last off of Wisconsin Rapids. Rapids trying to get an opportunity here to get it out of the zone. They nearly lost it as Hudson shot right from the top of the inside the blue line. That was blocked by Diamond, and the puck goes back to neutral ice. Tudich giving chase. Just under a minute left to go in this first period. Rapids leading 4-0 over Hudson. Far side, Cooper, he's got it. He sends it back, drop pass, Diamond shot, sent way up high and into the netting. Stoppage of play, 40.9 seconds left to go. 4-0 lead, Wisconsin Rapids over Hudson.
Completely different picture from last night when it was, I feel like the first period was quite cagey. This one, I feel like it's opened up with all those goals.
Well, we'll see how this finishes up these last 40 seconds here. Wisconsin Rapids having a very, very enjoyable time so far. I mean, you play the game of hockey, you got to enjoy it.
Yep.
I think they're having a little more fun right now than Hudson.
Even better when you're winning.
Beauchamp, he takes a shot right inside the blue line, and it's saw the whole way by Moen. He makes a stop, cover, 36.4 seconds left to go. Wisconsin Rapids still dominating this game to this point. 4-0 on the scoreboard, 13-5 in shot advantage. Face off to the glove side of Moen. Hudson takes it. They get it out to neutral ice, and they're just kind of sliding along on their knees, almost half a third of the length of the ice. Rapids sends it back down out of the zone. Intercepted by Cooper. He's got 20 seconds to go. Cooper along the near side. Cross pass flip. That is over to Tudich. Can't quite receive it. Puck loose down below the goal line. Rapids, they're on the charge again. Chevier Alexander shot. Knocked down by the defense. Opportunity there. Rapids can't quite get to it. Shot from behind the net. Turned away by the defense. Shot. And there's a big block there with 0.8 seconds to go. I don't know how he saw that, and I don't know how he stopped it, but he did. Great shot by Moen.
I think Tudich is just wondering, how did that not go in?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering, too, because where'd the puck go?
Yeah.
Where'd the puck go, my friend? Well, 0.8 seconds to go in this first period. 4-0 lead for Wisconsin Rapids. 14-5 shot advantage. I think we're going to end this first period with Wisconsin Rapids in a very comfortable spot. Drop of the puck. There's your horn.
Yep.
And there is your first period where Wisconsin Rapids, they hold a 4-0 lead over the Hudson Havoc. That first goal came at the 7:46 mark by Felix Allstrand with an assist coming to Emil Obstfelder. Well, tell you what, 11 seconds later, they flipped the script.
Yep.
It was Obstfelder who got the goal, and Felix Hallstrand with the assist. Rapids sitting at 2-0 lead at that point. All's going good in the world for Rapids. A little bit of a lull in the action, so to speak. As then with 15-26 in that first period, we got an unassisted goal by Caden Garcia. And then, well, about 25 seconds later, up comes another goal. That one by Francisco Denti. And with an assist to Hogan McNeish and Owen Atkins to wrap up that first period scoring. No penalties in that first period. And Turcotte made 5 saves and 5 shots. And Roy Moen stopped 10 of 14 opportunities. So with that, we're going to get a clean sheet of ice. We'll be back here in just a little bit here on Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, 105.5 WIRI and Flow Hockey.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can go on without interruption. For a limited time, purchase a qualifying Generac generator and receive a free 7-year warranty. That's a $735 value. Generac is here to protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Power up today with Econ Electric on Highway 54 in Wisconsin Rapids. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information.
Suddenly, your blood goes cold and you realize that excitement means it's time to vehicle shop. With all the cost inflation, where does a parent go for a good vehicle at a reasonable price? The only place that comes to mind, Johnson & Sons Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. It's not a matter if they get in an accident, but when and how bad. So team up with a great team for sales and service and sleep a little better. Parenting is hard enough. Let them take away your stress. Feel more confident when your teen drives away.
Here are the trick-or-treat times in communities throughout the central Wisconsin area. Wisconsin Rapids, Grand Rapids, Buren, Nakusa, and Port Edwards, 5 to 7 p.m. Vesper in the village and township of Rudolph, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. And Pittsville, 4 to 8 p.m. Trick-or-treat at the McMillan Memorial Library on October 31st from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. and show off your costume. And join the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge on November 2nd from 5 to 7 p.m. in their Nightmare Before Christmas party to benefit those in need at Christmastime.
Time to take a stand. Join Shirley's House of Hope for their 16th annual Iron Chef, Thursday, November 7th, 5:30 p.m. at Hotel Marshfield. 4 area chefs will face off to benefit Shirley's House of Hope and the women and children healing from domestic abuse and addiction. There's also a silent and live auction. Iron Chef, Thursday, November 7th. Tickets and information at shirleyshouseofhope.org. Thank you to the team at WIRI and WFHR Radio for being an event sponsor.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny and a bit breezy for today. South to southwest winds up around 15 to 20 miles per hour. Highs in the lower 60s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, lows near 40. On Monday, partly sunny, breezy, and mid-60s. Right now, it's 55.
She was dressed to kill. I was in my booth. So I had to pick for the uptown type. Yeah, but we talked for a while in a corner booth before closing time. She caught me by surprise. She said, "Give me a dirt road, the windows down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet." Packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in a Chevrolet. I think I feel in love right then and there. We were out the door before the end of the song. I said, "Where to?" She said, "I don't care."
Just don't take me home. What you waiting on? Just give me a dirt road, the windows down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in your Chevrolet. Let's ride. Windows down, wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet.
In Chevrolet.
She said, give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away.
Stacked against you, girl, get back in bed.
I feel lucky. I feel lucky, yeah.
No Professor Doom gonna stand in my way. I feel lucky today.
To the clerk, the pot's 11 million, so I called in sick to work. I bought a pack of Camels, a burrito, and a Barks. Crossed against the light, made a beeline for the park. The sky began to thunder, wind began to moan. I heard a voice above me saying, girl, you better get back home. But I feel lucky. I feel lucky today. Now 11 million later, I was sitting at the bar. I bought the house a double and the waitress a new car. Dwight Yoakam's in the corner trying to catch my eye. Lyle Lovett's right beside me with his hand upon my thigh. Moral of the story is simple but it's true. Hey, the stars might lie, but the numbers never do. I feel lucky. Oh, 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 I feel lucky, yeah. Hey, Dwight, hey, Lyle, boys, you don't have to fight. Hot dog, I feel lucky tonight. I feel lucky today.
No country music was harmed in the making.
some shoes on my two bare feet. And it's getting kind of cold and he's painted on cut-off jeans. I hate the way this bikini top chafes. Do I really have to wear it all day?
Yeah, baby.
I hear you over there on your tailgate whistling, saying, hey, girl, but you know I ain't listening. 'Cause I got a name and to you it ain't.
We interrupt our regularly scheduled program to bring you the following sports presentation.
River Kings Hockey on 105.5 FM WIRI is proudly brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, Inc., and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. WIRI is pleased to bring coverage of the home games of River Kings Hockey again this season. Listen on 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app. Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI.
I was falling fast for a blue-eyed girl in my homeroom class. Trying to find the courage to ask her out was like trying to get oil from a water spout. What she would have said, I can't say. I never did ask, then she moved away. But I learned something from my blue-eyed girl. Sink or swim, you gotta give it a whirl. Life's a dance, you learn. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow. Don't worry about what you don't know. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. The longer I live, the more I believe. You do have to give if you want to receive. There's a time to listen, a time to talk, and you might have to crawl. And came back for more. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow. Don't worry about what you don't know. Life's a dance, you learn as you go.
said, change your clothes. She said, no, I won't. They said, comb your hair. She said, some kids don't. And her parents' dreams went up in smoke. They said, you can't leave. She said, yes, I will. They said, don't see him. She said, his name is Bill. She's on a roll and it's all uphill. She's a wild one.
Suddenly, your blood goes cold and you realize that excitement.
And Havoc, and so far, so good for Wisconsin Rapids. They hold a 4-0 advantage. Very clean game to this point. No penalties on either side. No power plays, no nothing. And in about a minute span, twice in that first period, Wisconsin Rapids got the goals as Felix Ahlstrand, he lit the lamp at 7:46 in that first period with an assist coming to Emil Obstfelder. Well, then they flipped it around just about 16 seconds later when Obstfelder got the goal from Ahlstrand to give Rapids a 2-0 lead. A little bit of a lull in there. Rapids had opportunities. Didn't make good on them. Hudson was playing good defense at that point. And then the floodgates opened up yet again at the 15:26 mark. Caden Garcia got an unassisted goal, and about 25 seconds later, that's when the fourth goal came. Francesco Denti, he got an assist. Well, he got the goal with assist coming to Hogan McNeish and Owen Atkins. That's your 4-0 advantage. Wisconsin Rapids holding a 14-5 shot advantage in the game. And we are just about underway for the puck drop, and there it is. Wisconsin Rapids controls the puck. So what are we looking to see here in this second period of action there, Rory?
I think the key for Wisconsin is just to play strong defensive. Like, you have your lead and not get too overzealous and try to do your own thing. Try to do it individual. Make sure you stay as a team. Because here we go.
We got opportunity. Oh. Just missed on the doorstep. That was a great opportunity there. Bryce Cooper, he just couldn't get it off the end of his stick to get in the net. But Rapids still on the attack as the puck goes out of play. And we got a stoppage. 19:24 left to go in the second period.
Yeah. Keys for Wisconsin. Smart on D. Watch those chips. And for Havoc, I think, is to use that chip game more and try to get behind them.
And for those who may not be partaking in the Packer game, it's good news, 7-0. Sorry, Bears fans. Not like there's any of them around, you know, but we get back to the task at hand as face off to the blocker side of the Havoc goalie, Roy Moan, who's played outstanding so far. He's sure 4 goals, but he's made some really big saves.
One, he has.
One right off the face mask, if I remember correctly. So he's probably still feeling that one. At least I think he should be, because that was a heck of a shot taken by Rapids. Just inside the blue line, Bulldog, he takes a slapper, and that one bounced off his mask as well. He's going to be seeing birds pretty soon, seeing stars for sure. But he's seeing a whole bunch of River Kings right in front of him as River Kings missed a passing opportunity. It was tipped out of the zone by Hudson, and there is an icing, so you get stoppage play. 18:49 left to go in the second period.
I think Hudson must feel like they're seeing double of the River Kings players, because there's just nowhere for them to go.
Right, and that's just how smothering that the offense is. And that's one thing that Coach Paul talked about yesterday before the game, was just how their offense just smothers teams. And they might not always get the goals that they want, but they are keeping the Hudson defenders in their defensive zone very little opportunity to breathe out there.
Yeah. With that pressure, eventually, the dam's got to break.
That's right. That's kind of the old adage from your part of the world with the little boy Blue, is that, with the Danish dike there, finger in the dike to stop the flood. You remember that one?
Nope.
Oh, man, that's I'm dating
you,
myself there. No, boy, you're going to have to do some homework as Whitehead comes across the blue line. He drives to get the puck back over to center. Schweitzer was there, but so were a bunch of Hudson players. And a spinning shot by Whitehead, and it's just over the crossbar. Another opportunity. And pushed off the puck that was.
There's a penalty on Obstfelder.
Yep, and there's going to be a penalty call, our first one of the game, and it's going to be against Wisconsin Rapids, as it is Emil Obstfelder. He is going to the box. I didn't see the call, but...
Yeah, Obstfelder just got a stick around the guy and then brought him down.
Let's see. It's probably a hooking penalty, I would assume.
I would imagine so.
So, 2-minute penalty at the 2-minute mark. So, Deuce is wild there. 4-0 lead, Wisconsin Rapids. with 14-5 shot advantages. Hudson's on the power play the first time tonight. They had several opportunities last night and couldn't make good, so maybe a new day for them. They got a chance as Rapid sends the puck right back down the ice.
Yeah, hopefully a chance to reset for them, but this Wisconsin penalty kill is quite good, I will say.
As Hudson, they break out. They get into the offensive zone. As Rapids, they are getting into that action. They tried to get that puck away, but there's still a little bit of water on the sheet of ice, so it's not totally dry. So it slows down the puck a little bit.
Rapids have a guy missing a stick as well, if he can pick it up.
Yeah, I think.
Or get it back somewhere.
Yeah, that's right. You're right. I see that now as Hudson takes a shot right into the glove of Turcotte. He was ready for it. 1:09 left on the skater advantage. 17:09 left to go in the second period. 4-0 lead, Wisconsin Rapids.
Yeah, saw that one all the way and made an easy glove save.
Yeah, when you're seeing it the whole way and you're seeing it as well as he is, you got to feel pretty darn good, don't you?
It's definitely a confidence booster. Especially with the shots coming in not too often, it's really good to feel that puck.
Well, face off to the glove side of Turcotte. Puck is won by Hudson. As they're playing a little more established there. They're playing a little more structured, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
They are trying to work that puck around.
Yeah,
but in there
is
Stenty, and he backhands it out. Atkins with it, 1-0. He's crashing the net. And there's a stop made by Moen. Outstanding 1-0 break. Great job getting the stop on that as Rapids at it again. Atkins, he was taken into the line, and he gets hit, and that's going to be a penalty coming up as there's a little bit of talk going on right in front of the Rapids bench by the skater from Hudson. And that is Gabriel Sorensen, I believe. That is. So our first penalty on both teams. Sorensen, that's a 2-minute trip, I believe that's what the call will be. Double check that, either way it'd be accurate. 4 minutes 11 seconds into this second period. So
yeah, I thought that was a really good shift by those penalty killers. Really, really good forecheck and a smart play by Denny to let in Atkins on the break.
Well, either way, there's going to be 4-on-4 hockey for 39 seconds. Rapids playing like they are on the power play before they actually get one. They'll have one for quite some time. Rapids on the far end. Shot right into the belly, and he loses it. And he stops. We get a whistle. So Roy Moen, he was able to make that stop yet again after that puck started squirting through his pads.
Yeah, you don't want any of them squirting through. I think that might be the worst feeling when you feel like you have it and then just squirts out the back and somebody jams it in.
That's never happened to you, has it?
Not that I remember.
Of course not. I didn't think so. Well, we got a face-off to the glove side of Moen. Rapids, they get possession of it. Shot, the pass behind the intended skater, Bryceland. He centers it. Allstrand, he's not home as Bulldog. He sends it down low. Allstrand, he's with it with the circle. Shot, puck is loose, and it was loose, but the referee stopped play. He lost sight of the puck. That's the way you got to do it. When you lose sight of it, you got to blow it dead. Even though the puck was loose on this side, we could see it. Yep. But you'll have to play on. 9 seconds left on the 4-on-4 play. So that will leave 1:21 in a power play. 1 skater advantage for Wisconsin Rapids coming up here in moments. 4-0 lead. 16:10 left to go in the second period. Bryceland in on the faceoff. Rapids controls it. Pass